Hey y'all, this is your host, April D. Metzler for the RSVP Show. I have a new segment that I'd love for you to join here shortly called Scripture Reflections. Of course, we will be diving right into Scripture, so be sure to grab your Bible, study pad, and pencil or pen and get ready because we are going to visit all about God's Word and His great love for you. Are you ready? Let's visit. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Scripture Reflections for the RSVP Show. This month, we are reflecting on knowing God as our God of justice. This is the third episode in a three-part series, so I encourage you to go back on my YouTube channel and in the groups that you are seeing this in for Christian Women's Book Club and Godfident Ladies Moving Forward on Facebook. And catch the replay through checking out the media files that are available within the groups. And of course, on my YouTube channel, just hit that subscribe button or on your favorite podcast platform. If you're hearing this on that as well, go ahead and hit that subscribe button as well so that you can catch any of these new three-part series throughout the year. And so we are going to be diving right into breaking down some scripture. And that's what we do here for these quick 15 tops minute segments, prayerfully, of course. But today's is going to be Isaiah 51, and we are going to be reading out of the NASB translation, 95 edition, and it'll be verses 4 and 5. And the word says, "Pay attention to me, O my people, and give ear to me, O my nation. For a law will go forth from me, and I will set my justice for a light of the peoples." Verse 5 says, "My righteousness is near, my salvation has gone forth, and my arms will judge the peoples. The coastlands will wait for me, and for my arm they will wait expectantly." And so on this, of course, we're going to be looking at the Strong's Concordance number 7181. And this is back in, of course, the Old Testament. So we're looking at the Hebrews references for you folks who are taking notes on that. And it's the word kashab. And it means to incline your ears or attend. And so we're focusing on in verse 4 where it says, pay attention to me, right? Pay attention, incline your ears, attend to my words, right? And so Strong's Exhaustive Concordance breaks that down and it says it means attend or cause to hearken. Give heed, incline, mark well, or regard. It's a primitive root to prick up the ears, and it means hearken, to attend, like cause to actually hear. So you are the cause of why the hearing is happening, right? Give heed, incline, and again, mark well in regard. And so word usages throughout scripture, just for interpretation, they are used to say to incline or attend of ears, to listen or hear. To give attention, pay attention to, or to regard, you know, to heed and hearken, to cause to attend, or cause it to be heard. And so I really want you to think about this in a way that, you know, in just our daily general conversations with one another, you know, what does it look like to actually give your full attention, pay full attention, cause yourself to actually hear what is being said and be able to take it all in. And not miss out in the moment. Like, what does it mean to be actively present enough to comprehend all that is being spoken to you in any given moment of your day? Like, are you being intentional about that? And how are we paying attention, not only to others that we interact with on a daily basis, but are we paying attention, intentionally being present in the moment when we are reading God's word, talking about God's word, hearing the word of God, the Rhema and the Logos word of God, you guys. And so in the dictionary, we're going to shift on over to that real quick. Webster's Dictionary, 1828, best resource ever, mainly because it uses scripture in the definitions. Like, it's old school. I encourage you to use that as a resource if you're not already when you study. And so the word that we're going to be focusing on, of course, is hear. And the definitions that are listed, it says to perceive by the ear, to feel an impression of sound by the proper organs. Do you feel the words that are being spoken to you? That's something to think about, right? Do you perceive them as far as like your understanding? Really dive into this, you guys. To give audience or allowance to speak, do you allow others to speak to you? Are you an active audience? Are you a participant in the audience of what is being spoken to you in any given conversation? To attend favorably, to listen, to hearken, or get this, to obey. So you hear it. I mean, you really hear it and you walk it out. Are you listening enough to be that caliber of hearing? Is it becoming a part of you enough for you to take action, right? To grant an answer to prayer is also a definition of hearing. And the scripture that you'd probably find that in is we know that you hear us, God. And if we know that you hear us, then we know that we have the petitions that we ask for, which is powerful, mighty, mighty, powerful. And that is tied to hearing the prayers of the people as they, you know, call out to God about their petitions, right? To attend to the facts, evidence, and arguments in a cause between parties, or to even try in a court of law or equity. So it's a hearing, right? A legal proceeding. And I don't know if you guys have delved into this or not, but I encourage you to look up advocate and opposition as far as scriptural references are concerned. So go back to the original root of the word, just like we're doing right now, and read on that, because what it means, the adversary, not advocate, I'm sorry, adversary. When it talks about the devil, you know, being a roaring lion, he's a, you know, our adversary, those references and stuff. When it uses adversary, it's actually talking about the opposing legal counsel. And so another thing that you'll find, you know, God is a God of justice. He is the mighty judge, right? He sits on his throne and judges, you know, righteously, of course. So what does it look like for Satan to be over here opposing us in legal counsel in a court of justice? And are we able to defend ourselves? No. But through Jesus, we have our defense, and it is a sound, solid defense, unshakable defense. And we will rise above in that as we submit ourselves, as we hear the word of the Lord and allow it to refresh us and to renew us and to cleanse us and to purify us. And God imparts through Jesus our righteousness that we have is only through Jesus. And so we are made right, and we can stand in that court with the adversary of opposing counsel, you know, accusing us of all sorts of kinds of things. But at the end of that time, when he finally shuts his mouth, we are still proven to be in right standing before the God of justice. And so something that you guys, I encourage you to delve into studying that, especially with us being on this topic, to acknowledge a title. So, of course, that's a whole other level of hearing, I guess. To learn, to approve and embrace. So to make a point, quick point on to learn, you know, that would be like, we don't need to be only hearers of the word, but we also need to be doers as well, you know, not deceiving ourselves. And so when we hear the word, yes, we learn it. It becomes a part of us. We believe it. We receive it. We walk it out is what that scripture is tied to. And we want to do that. You know, that's in James, if you're looking for that reference. You know, of course, I'm just going to throw out the entire book because I want you to read the entire book. What good is it if you only read James 1 and not all the way, you know, 4 or 5, you know, all the whole shebang? Like, I want you to read the whole thing, you guys. So to approve and embrace is another definition. To enjoy the sense or faculty of perceiving sound. So are you actually enjoying what you're hearing. Well, sometimes not so much, because the word of God can do that sharpening and chastening and admonishing. And sometimes we don't, our flesh don't like that. You know, it's not an enjoyment, but you get to a point in your walk with the Lord that you actually find joy in his chastisement too, and his admonishing too. And that's where I hope that you get to if you're not already there. And I encourage you to seek what that looks like in him. And then a few final definitions: to be told, to receive by, to be told or to receive by report. And then to be a hearer of, to sit under the preaching of, also are a few definitions. And of course, on this particular word in the dictionary, there are numerous scripture passages. So I encourage you to just go check it out for yourself. So final reflection questions here. Let's set our focus on both sides of the promises of God in this passage. Okay. So as God speaks these words in Isaiah 51, he repeats the phrase, pay attention, three times in the entire chapter. So if you want to go check that out for yourself, Isaiah 51. And so in other words, he says, let those who have ears to hear, hear me. And so he speaks of the new covenant through his son, Jesus Christ, and is understood here that every person has a choice to believe. God differentiates between my people and the peoples, but promises both groups his comfort through Jesus. So we also hear him say that righteousness and salvation are not separate from judgment in here. And so they are all involved in the fullness of the promises that are set, as in firmly established in justice. And so here's a few reflection questions with that in mind, okay? These are the promises of comfort through Jesus. And so when you hear the word judgment, what are your initial reactions? Are you defensive? As you read the word, how quick are you to begin meditating on and practicing how to walk out the principles, statutes, laws, wisdom, and understanding that is provided through it? Are there particular topics in the Bible that are not enjoyable, quote unquote, enjoyable for you to read or favorably received by you? Be honest with yourselves, you guys. Like, this is a personal inventory type of reflection question there. And then the final one, how do you seek God's righteousness? List examples of times you intentionally practice this understanding, like at home, for personal growth, at work or school, in marriage, etc. And so how do you seek God's righteousness in your days? Like, just write some examples down, okay? All right, you guys, that's all I have for today. Remember, God loves you. You're not alone. And this word is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. And it just divides, y'all. Like, it tells you what it is. It just is what it is. And so you're encouraged by it. You're sharpened by it. You're finding it enjoyable. And you're cringing a little bit sometimes. But it's all for the profit of your soul. And we don't, you know, what is it to gain the whole world, but we end up in the end losing our soul? We don't want to get to that point. We don't want to be in that bucket. We want to be seeking his kingdom and his righteousness on a daily basis and be okay with his justice being complete in him, right? And so we find, you know, what it is to turn away from the world and repent of those things and draw near to God and seek after him. And we see his justice in our day to day, every day. And it's always going to be righteous, and it's always going to be right, and it's always going to be in the best interest for those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. And that is you, child of God. And so I definitely send my encouragement in this, and I hope that this has been a blessing to you. And just remember, in next month, we'll have another 3-part series, God willing, and you are invited to that as well. All right, you guys. Have a blessed evening.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of RSVP Show. We hope these moments of reflection and stillness for victory in your pursuit of God were a blessing to you. Stay connected with April at April D. Metzler through social media. new music singles, and her debut music album are available to add to your favorite playlist on streaming platforms. And you can get a copy of her book wherever books are sold. Learn more about the great things she's doing to bless God and his people on her website at aprildmetzler.com. Thank you for joining this visit with us. Always remember, God loves you.